From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, discomfort for Democrats. The political race is suddenly about race.
First, another presidential contest tomorrow, and this one especially meaningful for Republicans. It's the Michigan primary, and Republicans are campaigning there heavily.
Democrats are not. We'll explain that in a moment.
We're joined by the chair of the Republican Party in Michigan, Saul Anousis, who has been both the first chair of the College Republican Club at the University of Michigan Dearborn and a Teamster. Saul Anousis, welcome to Day to Day.
Glad to be with you.
I'm somewhat embarrassed to still be reading polls after last week when they got it so wrong in New Hampshire, but there is a new one today from CNN for Michigan Republicans. Mitt Romney with a slight lead over Senator McCain, though within the statistical margin of error, I think. Does that sound right to you?
It does. There's been about five or six polls that have come out in the last 48 hours, and they all basically show that it's a Mitt Romney and John McCain race. Really neck and neck.
Here is some distinction for Michigan. Worst economic situation of any state in the country. What do people there want to hear?
Well, I think we want to hear about how to turn the economy around and how to create jobs here in Michigan. We've watched the rest of the country kind of flourish over the last few years, and now as this country starts getting challenged by a potential recession, it really scares the voters of Michigan.
Senator McCain said, and this quote has been replayed again and again, some of the jobs are not coming back to Michigan. He was speaking about the auto industry, I think. Governor Romney has said, oh, yes, those jobs are coming back. You wonder which message is better to garner votes tomorrow.
Well, I think, I don't want to get caught up on the semantics. I think both Senator McCain and both Governor Romney are making the point that, you know, Michigan is going to have to change with the realities of the economy. But, you know, the middle class was built around the domestic auto industry. But we're doing research and development. We have a huge agricultural sector here. Pharmaceuticals, insurance companies are here. So Michigan's a pretty diverse economy. But clearly the domestic auto industry is very important to us.
Saul, the Washington Post quotes you as saying that you think there is a big change in this political year. You don't mean just Michigan. You say the race has gone from a sprint to a marathon. When did that happen and why?
Well, I think after New Hampshire. Look, we came out of Iowa with Mike Huckabee winning. You went into Wyoming that weekend where Mitt Romney won, and then you came out of New Hampshire where Senator McCain won. So we've come out of the first three primaries, kind of the first turn in the big Kentucky Derby, and we've got three candidates out in front with nobody pulling ahead. And I wouldn't be surprised that as we go into the home stretch on Super Tuesday, that you could have 3 to 5 candidates who have won in one or more of the states or shown very high in one or more of the states. And I don't think we're going to see too many candidates dropping out or changing until after Super Tuesday plays itself out.
But people have been saying that after Super Tuesday, February 5th, it's settled. We'll know everything. Do you think that's no longer
true?
Well,
we may not. I mean, this is why I say it's a marathon now. We may know who the leading candidate is, and we may know who the leading challenger is for that candidate. You know, but normally we would have known that coming out of New Hampshire. You would have said, hey, this person's number one, and here's the leading challenger. But the dynamics of the race are very different than I think most people expected. And now it's really going to be a question of who can play in 22 states on Super Tuesday and play around the rest of the country. And the same thing's happening on the Democrat side. I mean, we thought we'd have a better idea of who was going to emerge, and you still have a very competitive race with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton going into the final stretches here.
Saul Anousis, chair of the Republican State Party in Michigan. There's a primary there tomorrow. Saul, what's the weather forecast?
Well, it's cold and chilly. We got a little white stuff on the ground today, so we'll see how it holds out.
Good luck for tomorrow. Thank you, Saul Anousis.
Thanks for having me with you.